DX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top Trump ally Elon Musk says he is disappointed with the budget bill President Trump hopes to pass in the Senate. The bill, which has already passed in the House, would add trillions to the national debt because of spending and extending the 2017 Trump tax cuts. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, convicted of swindling tens of millions of dollars from banks and the IRS, both expected to get pardons today from President Trump. There was a rally at Harvard University yesterday against the moves the president has taken against the school. Ryan Enos is a professor at Harvard.
Freedom of speech and due process, these are the foundations of the American system. These are the foundations of a free society. But Donald Trump is attacking these freedoms because they get in the way of his authoritarian takeover.
The administration says it has the right to set the rules for federal funding going to Harvard because of anti-Semitism. Macy's lowering profit expectations for the year because of uncertainty over the trade wars. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a Dane County judge from the bench after allegations of inappropriate behavior. According to a report filed by the Wisconsin Judicial Commission after a panel and investigation, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Ellen Burrs allegedly tried to go arrest a defendant herself when he was at a hospital. When he hadn't shown up for court, she wanted her bailiff to go arrest him. And when she was informed the bailiff couldn't leave the courthouse, she brought the man's defense attorney and got in the car herself. The complaint says she only turned around when the man's attorney said it was a bad idea when she's supposed to remain impartial. The complaint also details sarcastic exchanges in another case with a different defendant. The high court's suspension order says Burrs acknowledges the facts in the complaint and takes responsibility. She'll be suspended for 1 week starting June 26th. A previous investigation from the Cap Time showed attorneys tried to get Burrs from presiding over their cases more than 400 times in about 4 years. And if you spot the governor out with a shovel full of asphalt, you're not seeing things. Terry Barr explains what he's up to.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget. The governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
That's Terry Barr, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that. You know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
NFL. Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers Matthew Golden and Savion Williams look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver Savion in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's
wrong
obsessed
with, her?
With a man in uniform.
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? What? Hi,
Catherine.
There. What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're sure. Here. Yeah. The truck's here. Bring the kids.
Yeah. The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk movies and about the box office with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Then Dennis Graham, founder of Rockconson, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
So, you know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly. Which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the Doge team is doing. I think a bill can be big, or it can be beautiful, but I don't know if it could be both.
Oh, Elon Musk is
disappointed.
Oh, so
disappointed
in Donald Trump's big beautiful bill. Aww. When Lover said he's in a spat with Elon and Vladimir. So sad. So sad when Lover's fight.
Well, he's kicked him out of the house. Put his stuff on the lawn.
Yeah. Elon Musk not happy with Trump's bill. The CBO says it will increase the federal deficit by $3.8 trillion. Yeah, because he said, it defeated everything Doge team is doing, which was nothing.
Right.
Yeah. But, and also Steve Bannon also in the big, beautiful bill. Oh, so many rats. Such a small bag of rats. Fight, fight, fight.
You're all pretty awful.
They don't like it because it's not mean enough.
Right.
It's getting, kicking, millions of people off their health care and slashing.
So they're on our side.
Yeah.
Just for the wrong reasons.
Not mean enough.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Our friend Paula Poundstone, noted scamp, tweeted, "Dear Putin, please just release the tape." Yeah. You know what? Can I just say, here's a silver lining kind of thing. Elon Musk, first of all, Putin can say, yes, we cheated and installed him in 2016. And then Elon Musk can be like, yep, got it in 2024. And then here comes the P-tape that we've been waiting for forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the... That's a golden lining, really, not a silver.
Russia, oh my God,
oh my God.
Moscow, hotel mamas, Trump and their bromance, Putin, ooh la la, broke me like a lump of mattress, pee pee caca, Trump and his bromance, it sure was ugly, his mind is diseased, they would do anything but it wasn't free, pee from above, above, pee from above. They did what he wants to, and you know that they peed too, right on the bed, his bed, bromance. He's got no love, he just wanted revenge, Putin peed in the bed, bromance. Oh, Trump's on his love, he just wanted revenge, Putin peed in the bed, bromance.
Aw, playing the hits, playing the hits. You know that's why he likes the Golden Dome, because he thinks it's, reminds him of golden showers. We're having golden showers now. It's still Reaganomics. Trickle down. Enjoy it. Okay, Eve says, I think it's significant that people in foreign countries with no Fox News and no stake in the game see Donald Trump for the grifter and disaster that he really is. Yeah, they are openly mocking him in Russia, as I said, Chris. Russian state media mocks Trump over post warning Putin he's playing with fire. Russian state media mock President Trump's warning that he was stopping really bad things from happening to Russia. Is that him admitting that he's a Russian asset and he's been helping our enemy Russia?
Pretty much.
Trump, if you're recalling the sad, sad story of the lover spat, Trump called Putin absolutely crazy on Sunday. And then he just tweeted, Vladimir Putin doesn't realize if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have happened to Russia. I mean, really bad. In all caps.
Yeah, we are Russia's protector. Uh-huh.
He's playing with fire. RT said, President Trump warns Moscow, claiming Russia avoided really bad consequences only thanks to him. Putin doesn't realize he's playing with fire. Trump's message leaves little room for misinterpretation until he posts the opposite tomorrow morning. The Kremlin replied to Trump calling Putin crazy over the weekend with a statement saying that he is on emotional overload. Oh, two babies.
Bless his heart.
Putin is mansplaining. He's being patrescending to Trump. There, there. You're being emotional. Oh, there.
Would you?
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know what that means, but except that he is basically saying, yes, I've been protecting Russia. But what? All I know is Lindsey Graham is butching up, man. Lindsey Graham's butching up. He's butching up.
This?
Be careful.
Yeah. He might as well be chewing some chaw.
Yeah, he's
spitting.
Ready. He's ready to rack balls till the sun comes up.
I don't know where that is.
We have it.
I think it got lost somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be unfortunate. Bob Seska, can you send us Lindsey's balls again? he wrote a letter to the editors of the Wall Street Journal.
Ooh.
Oh, hang on a second.
He's going to teacher.
Ooh.
I'm going to tell teacher.
In which he vowed the U.S. Senate was ready to grind Vladimir Putin's
war. Oh.
I didn't say it. He did. He's going to grind her.
Is he a grinder?
Going to grind him up. He's going to grind up Vladimir Putin's war machine to a halt. Trump is unable to broker a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Yeah, he's doing so well at that. The bear stop, don't eat my kayak strategy has been really working fantastically well. In the editorial, the Journal's board argues for the GOP to advance Graham's bill that would hit countries that buy Russian oil and gas with tariff sanctions. Lindsey, because of course he did, because he racks balls, had only kind words for Trump's efforts to end the war, but made it clear he was ready to act alone if Trump failed. Lindsey, gonna grinder.
So butch.
Gonna put him in the grinder.
It's grinder without an E.
Do you just get the sense Vladimir Putin is laughing his ass off at both Trump and Lindsey Graham? I mean, oh my God.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're a laughingstock.
Exactly. Wall Street Journal, by the way... once again, bitch-slapping Trump, this time on Russia. They write, Mr. Trump may be the only person in the world still surprised by how Putin is behaving. The Russian is the same man he's been for two decades, bent on reconstituting as much of the old Soviet empire as he can get away with. Ukraine is his obsession. He's not going to modify his ambitions merely because Trump alternates between begging for peace and scolding outbursts on social media. Yeah, it's the strategy is just seamless. Okay. Lindsey Graham, as Lindsey Graham writes in a letter nearby, he has 82 co-sponsors on a bill that would hit countries that buy Russian oil and gas with tariff sanctions. If Trump signed that sanctions bill, it would sail through the Senate, combined with the promise of more arms to Ukraine when the current supply runs out. These sanctions might change Mr. Putin's calculations about the price of war, but GOP senators can act whether or not Trump approves.
At least that has a little bit of strategy to it. I mean...
It's standing up to Russia.
It is, yes. It's not just, you know, playing footsie with Russia.
Oh, by the way, you were on vacation for a week, which means that you know you were wrong about this very big thing. He did take the $400 million bribe jet from Qatar. I feel legitimately bad when you have a moment of being happy, clappy, and hopeful, and then you get shot down. It hurts me more than it... I just said, who's going to stop him from doing anything?
Congress has to approve a gift that large.
Okay. Well, so far they're not doing anything. Oh, by the way, we have hit I apologize because I'm wrong every time I say we've hit the stupidest part of the stupid timeline.
Well, then you're wrong.
I'm always wrong on that. Jailed reality star Joe Exotic rages after Trump's Chrisley pardon. So the Tiger,
the Tiger King guy,
Tiger King guy's mad at the
Chrisleys.
Okay,
at Chrisley knows best.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know who has given up on his pardon is Katara Ravache.
Oh, yes, George Santos.
Katara Ravache is being very dramatic. Oh, do we have I Will Survive? I don't know if he ever performed to I Will Survive, but oh, my God.
I can come up with it, I think.
Pardon me? Oh, okay. George Santos, I am no longer seeking a pardon because the so-called friends I've had told me to go myself. So dramatic. He said, for those asking, even though I initially... Yes, that part.
This is his lip sync song.
Pardon
me? This is what he lip syncs for his life.
I think so. Even though I initially considered the prospect of petitioning the president with a pardon application, I have seized that approach as I will not spend the last 61 days I have of life scrambling on how to get past a bunch of guard dogs. The so-called friends I have said that they legit help have just told me to go myself because of that. What has essentially happened with their actions. I've accepted my fate, and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Diva down.
Diva down.
I don't want to talk about it.
He's not going to survive.
All right. This is the saddest, most pathetic party in the history of history.
He was so sure he was going to get a pardon, and they're like,
I don't want to
who
talk about
you?
It. I don't want to talk about it now.
Right. They, you know they said, who are you?
Who?
Diva down.
Who dis? Who dis? New phone. Hi, Sue in Rockville. Hello. Hello, Sue.
Good morning. Two very quick things. Number one, we were lucky enough to be at the commencement at the University of Maryland last Thursday night when our grandson graduated. And that was a spectacular commencement speech as opposed to the poor West Point graduates had to suffer through. So I just want to say watching 12,000 people as one singing Rainbow Connection made my heart soar. And aww, that gave me hope.
I was thinking that, too. Those kids are lucky.
It was great.
Not that being warned of the dangers of trophy wives is not important as a graduate. I'm sure that's their main concern. But, yes, go ahead.
True. Mm-hmm. True. But watching those kids really embrace Kermit and his message, which was find your people and hold on.
Yep.
You are my people, Stephanie. Oh. You and Chris and all of you, Bella, all of you.
Back at you.
But on the best note, it is important to mock Trump mercilessly.
Yep.
He's against Harvard. The Harvard vendetta is because Barron got rejected. Everything, give him money, he'll give you favors. Now the Wall Street investors are calling him Taco Trump. Trump always chickens out. T-A-C-O.
Yep.
Yep. Lawrence talked about it last night.
Yep.
Go run with it. I sent you two memes. Make fun of him because it makes his slide into dementia
So we might as well because the whole world is laughing at us. The whole world is laughing at him, right? And at least we got to let them know we're in on the joke. I mean, just the corruption headlines this morning, Chris. New York Times, Trump pardoned tax cheat after mother attends $1 million dinner. Mm-hmm. Trump now charging $5 million for one-on-one meetings. I mean, it is all out in the open. And the Republicans will not say a peep about any of it. The words Biden crime family actually escaped Mike Johnson's lips yesterday. I mean,
God.
Yes, if you want a private audience with Trump, be prepared to pay. Trump has been offering one-on-one conversation in exchange for a hefty donation to MAGA Inc. The price is a cool $5 million, a hefty hike since December when MAGA supporters could buy a seat at a group dinner with Trump at Mar-a-Lago for $1 million. The crypto dinner, that came in at $1.7 million a seat. I can't.
Is all of that going to some campaign fund, or is it just going to the Trumps?
No, there's no tracking. They're saying there's no tracking it. It goes to him. I mean, it's just that we've reached peak insanity. One last one. Brad says, got to tell you, the media inventing and hammering conspiracy theories about Joe Biden, who pulled us back from the cliff of a pandemic wasteland riddled with millions of preventable dead Americans and the worst economy since the 2008 crash, is starting to feel like they're throwing anything at the wall to shift culpability for the fascism away from themselves and onto a now private citizen who has aggressive cancer. They're still on Biden as Trump burns the house down with the match they gave him. Yep. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm wearing my stick it in shirt because do I have thoughts about this insanity with the COVID vaccine. 19 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance coming up at bottom of the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by your gazillions of photos. Just the amount of photos I take of Bonnie and Clyde in different positions.
Yes.
Yes. Your kids, your pets, your desserts. I don't know. That's a thing.
The kids are taking pictures of their desserts.
Oh, I know. I don't eat desserts. Well, it's just, you know. I make up for it in pet photos. Free prints. Free prints. It's the app for your iPhone or Android to let you print your photos. You guessed it, for free.
Yeah.
With free prints, you get 1,000 4x4x6 size photo prints for free a year. All you do is pay a small shipping charge. If you want something larger, it's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There is no cost to download the free prints app. It's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints arrive at your door in just days. No subscription. No commitments, just free prints with more than 1 million five-star reviews. See for yourself why Preprints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink. Food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you have headaches, bloating, and skin irritation? Then those are all telltale signs. So how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts. But what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller.
No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of love.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Malcolm Nance coming up. Chris.
What?
Who said...
Sorry about that.
Hanna-Barbera.
Wow, she just hit me with a slide whistle. Who said, Donald J. Trump, please restore freedom for Joe Exotic so he can go back to doing good in the world? Who said that?
Tony the Tiger.
No, but that was a good one. It's Tony, what's his, Tiger King, just tweeted at Donald Trump. He's mad about the other Chrisley pardons. His husband was just deported back to Mexico by ICE earlier this month. He's not having a good run under Donald Trump either, I guess.
If you watch Tiger King, you know that he likes the younger Hispanic boys.
Does he? I didn't realize it was he was a Siegfried and Roy situation.
Oh, he's a homo.
I never watched Tiger King.
He's a homo, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, okie dokie. Still We Rise says, wait, the guy who swam in poop water wants to tell me I can't get a COVID vaccine? Yeah, no, we're not listening to that guy. Yeah, thanks, Bobby Kennedy. America, listen up. The guy that swims in poop water wants to tell you what's healthy for you and your kids. Okay. Poop water. Yeah. Rock Creek Park. Okay. Dr. Tran, who I follow on the socials, says 5 years since the start of the pandemic, it is frustrating that we still need to keep repeating vaccines, masks, tests, and cleaning the air will all play roles in reducing transmission. Wrongly claiming any of these layers isn't important is an anti-science stance.
Are they suggesting we go back to wearing masks?
No, just these are anti-science quacks that are making these recommendations.
Right. Masks do, but they're not. Okay.
Okay. Well, there's a new. Okay. Where is my hold, please? Hold, please. I was under my hookworm or whatever. No, what's it called? Screwworm.
Screwworm. Thing. Yeah.
Yes. CBS News. Tweeting, cases of new COVID-19 variant NB181 linked to a large surge in China have been detected in multiple locations across the U.S. By the way, good point. Bad news says, you know who will be able to get COVID vaccines? Rich folk kids. Thank you. One last one. Frida says, no one talks about an average of 350 people are dying of COVID every week in the United States.
Okay, but for perspective, about 800 people a week die of the flu. So that's actually not that bad.
Okay. My point is, this is just one. JD says, I'm traveling to China next week. There's a new strain of SARS COVID. I'm 61. I was just refused a COVID booster by the pharmacist because I'm not immune compromised. I do, however, have other underlying conditions which previously qualified me for booster shots. Welcome to the idiocracy. I mean, it's just patently insane. The whole point is to give healthy people vaccine. Dr. Pete says, pediatrician here, when the HHS changed recommendations for vaccines, they essentially changed the insurance company's decision to cover vaccines. They changed the state's decision to stock vaccines in health departments. This is not leaving it up to the individual patient and doctor to decide. It is making it indirectly difficult to provide care. Thank you. Oh, here's another good sliver. Eggs says anyone with a mood disorder is qualified to receive the COVID vaccine this fall, according to FDA guidelines. I don't know anyone who doesn't have a mood disorder about our current government situation. I think we all qualify under that one, don't we? And one last one. Ruben says, make no mistake, removing the CDC recommendations for COVID-19 vaccines for kids and pregnant women is going to kill people, and it will disproportionately affect people who cannot afford to pay for vaccines out of pocket. Do not forget, this decision was made without a confirmed CDC director. 29 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Property tax bills in Madison may not be quite as high as expected, at least not for the portion that goes to the school district. When the Madison Metropolitan School District was pushing for residents to vote for the new referendums in the fall, they estimated it would cost the average Madison homeowner about $1,000 more on the next tax bill. That's based on the average Madison home now being valued at about $480,000. The district released a draft of their budget, and it shows property taxes would rise on the average property by about $830. Now, this plan is almost certain to keep changing because of federal cuts to the education budget and summertime negotiations for school funding in the state budget. The current draft for the school district includes staff raises, additional custodians to maintain the new and renovated facilities so they'll last longer, and more 4K teachers. Meanwhile, there's a bill in the state legislature that would require child abuse prevention programming in Wisconsin schools. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The bill was approved by the Assembly Committee on Children and Families, where Appleton Democrat Lee Snodgrass noted it would not apply to private schools. She said it should include all children in the state of Wisconsin. Oconomowoc Republican Barb Dietrich didn't disagree while citing the recent case of a school bus driver accused of sexually assaulting a six-year-old girl on his bus. Dietrich said it's critical to teach kids safety at an appropriate age and called the bill the start of something very positive. The bill requires school boards to provide at least one instructional session to pupils in 4K through grade 12, specifies what the program must cover, and requires that parents be notified and given the option to exempt their students.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
had skipped through the last few years, all the way back to his first term, really playing footsie with Putin and thinking that, you know, he's going to somehow be able to charm him to his will. And, I mean, Putin is sadly far savvier than Donald Trump, and Trump is has messed around and found out.
Yeah. Thank you, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Hey, this guy knows something about that, I think. Yeah.
Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy hat.
Let's do it. Oh, come on. Could you look more badass? What's going on? Your mirror sunglasses and your navy.
For sitting here drinking my, my...
You are a...
Turmeric and ginger coffee and chillaxing after my exhaustive trip to the Antarctic, to the Arctic Circle.
Yes.
So,
let me just say you are a super, super sexy super spy. Okay.
Yeah, I'm wearing these glasses because I have jet lag. My eyes are awful.
I mean, Malcolm, I don't just go on the whole Russia, Ukraine. It is. If we could be more just laughing stock of the world, I mean, they are openly, Russia is openly mocking Trump now. He's like trying to act like, I guess he just discovered yesterday that Putin's a bad guy and seems completely shocked. Yes. I mean,
yes.
Go ahead.
This is all a scam. All right. I've talked to two of the experts. I've talked to Michael Cohen and Lev Parnas, both who work with Trump on a daily basis for decades. This is bull. He is not breaking up his big love romance. Putin is playing this man like a fiddle. Yes. And for Trump to come out, you know, there's two things at play. There's the hundreds of billions of dollars of Russian oligarch money Trump desperately, desperately wants. And then there's this crazy thing in Trump's head he's wanted since 1987, which is the Nobel Peace Prize.
My God.
And so he is now in conflict with those two parts of his mind. So by him coming out and saying these crazy things to Putin, like, you know, that Trump saved them from Ukraine?
Well, they're
and then coming out and it's...
They're openly mocking him and goading Trump. Trump is going from, you know, begging. I mean, Vladimir Stop has to be the saddest tweet United States leader.
It's right up there with please clap, right?
Please clap.
Please clap.
Vladimir Stop. Stop Vladimir. I'm sure that there's a video out there of somebody begging Vladimir Putin on behalf of Donald Trump. But this is sad. And Russian state media are laughing at him. Anyone with half a brain realizes there's something mentally defective with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We've been saying teetering into dementia for a long time. He lives in an alternate reality that now is a danger to all of us. And, of course, you know, let's see what Putin says about this.
Yeah, I mean, you retweeted God above, that guy,
God,
who said Trump ranted for an hour about being arrested, convicted of a felony, trophy wives, golfers, whatever else popped into that rotting pumpkin he calls ahead. I mean, Myers Touch said Trump's Memorial Day post attacked his enemies, not honored our fallen. He bungled Putin criticism, blamed Zelensky, surrendered tariffs, pushed crypto scams, pardoned a corrupt sheriff, and called Nippon Steel Nissan. I mean, his brain is mush.
Okay, folks, we all like to laugh about this stuff, but that Memorial Day tweet or truth, whatever he wants to call that, that Memorial Day message was crazy with a capital K. There is serious mental illness going on here.
Yeah.
George Conway, the psychopath, all those guys have been saying this for a while. Even Michael Cohen says that he's not the same Donald Trump.
Right.
There is a mental derangement happening here where he contradicts everything. He speaks about himself in the third person. And his first thought on a day to honor the military members who died in the line of service, including my relatives, was... Happy Memorial Day to all you leftist scum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is this man's ill? And we need to start using that sentence. Yeah. He's mentally ill.
I don't know if you've heard, though, Joe Biden is old and remains old.
What?
And Jake Tapper says that is worse than Watergate. And
really?
Scene.
Okay.
I mean, this stupid book tells you everything about how we got here and why we're here today. I mean, I love this one tweet. Someone said, Joe said, Trump is finding out leaders around the world are not as gullible and easy to manipulate as his cult base. And he seems genuinely surprised by that. That's the funny part. I mean, are just a laughing stock.
Steph, let's say what I said last week. Can we stop ever referencing that book? You have taken that book, gone to Barnes and Nobles, taken all of them, moved them and sorted them into fiction and mythology. Okay?
Yep.
We need to stop legitimizing this book.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you know this guy got a 7-figure deal for this. And I think on Amazon it's got 1,200 sales. A lot of these are going to be bulk purchases because he won't be able to sell the book any other way. But we must stop talking about that book.
All right. Just one more tweet.
He should write about Trump.
Yes, exactly. He wrote about the wrong president. Just one more. I'm just glad that people get it, Malcolm, on social media. Maddie said, So Jake Tapper thinks Biden's story is worse than Watergate, while Trump ransacks every part of the government, defies the courts, renditions people to gulags and war zones without due process, takes bribes, extorts, sells access, deliberately rolls the stock market, while his insider friends cash in, lets food meant for food banks rot instead, weaponizes the DOJ, uses his power to punish his perceived enemies. Watergate isn't the metric anymore, Jake. Biden didn't set the new one. Oh, my God. Report on any of that. At the Watergate that's happening every 5 seconds in the Trump administration.
Right? We are well into a new quantum level experience above and beyond Watergate. Watergate's a quaint little brick in now. This man is having children put into court to represent themselves. He's destroying the utter fabric of American democracy. He has, for the first time in American history, truly a secret police. And I'm saying that as someone who trained law enforcement for years. I love law enforcement. But these people are not. They're almost a form of Gestapo. And this guy thinks that this is worse than Watergate. What was worse than Watergate? Selling the United States to the Saudis, the Qataris, the Emiratis? I didn't even know that. Family from Chrisley's knows best. That that guy who was clearly in the closet.
Trump doesn't drink.
To jail.
Trump doesn't drink, and Nixon did. That's the point.
And he pardons these people.
Yeah.
Look, folks, we are in mortal danger, and that's why I'm going to shift every time you ask me a question to June 14th.
Yep.
Indivisible, all the other groups, my new pack, faithhopack.org. We're calling for the greatest march in American history. We want to hit 35 million. Half of the Kamala Harris voters. If you voted for Kamala Harris, you should be in front of your front yard, on the streets, with an American flag on that day, anywhere but Washington, D.C. Because the only way out of this is people power.
Yep.
Otherwise, we're fornicated.
Okay. Mm-hmm. we are fornicated.
Yeah.
There's a Stephanie Miller Show shirt. We are screw-wormed.
Not while I'm drinking coffee.
We are screw-wormed, America. You retweeted Adam Kinzinger, who said, last night was the largest air and drone attack on Ukraine against civilian targets by Russia of the war. They are desperate. Why? Because they're losing. That's what you always say. I mean, and you know, and what Trump just discovered yesterday, that Putin bombs civilian populations. I mean, what a joke, right?
Vladimir, stop. You know, that stop plea by Trump really reminds me of Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka, right?
No, don't stop.
Right?
Yep.
Putin is taking this as a go signal because he's going to go to Trump and he's going to work him. He's going to say, we're willing to stop bombarding these cities if you raise the sanctions on us. Mm-hmm. And then the dollar sign factor will come into Trump's eyes, and then he'll think he's going to get the Nobel Prize and $100 billion Russian dollars at the same time. He has left.
Yeah, I love the way Charlie Sykes said it. He said, as Putin escalates his brutal attack on Ukraine, he is not simply defying Trump. He is repaying years of Trump's sycophantic groveling and appeasement with an unmistakable deadly middle finger. I mean,
yes. Can I point out another thing there, Steph? Trump is not striking military or industrial targets now. He's just hitting apartment complexes. He's aiming at the civilian population. Look, we had 1,000 bomber raids that would drop 40, 50,000 bombs a night on Germany, and that didn't break the German people. And Ukrainians are much tougher people. But this is about Putin's own, you know, mental illness, that he has to hurt an individual. And, you know, I think half of what Trump says is just pantomime. He doesn't mean any of this. He just sees his Nobel Prize that he's sure he deserves floating away into Barack Obama's back pocket.
Yeah,
you know that's bad.
By the way, thank you for spotlighting Tennessee Holler. There's so, you know, your Substack. There's just, I said I think this week was the week I was done with corporate media, except for Nicole Wallace. But anyway, they said, Tennessee Holler said, Trump and Speaker Johnson say they're not cutting Medicaid. David Sachs is the latest to admit they are, because they are, by almost $1 trillion. I mean, that's the stuff we got to keep our eye on, right? Because all the rest of it's distractions.
Yeah, and we got to stop using the word gaslighting. I'm done with that word. I keep constantly trying to train you guys on how to use information warfare properly. You guys got to stop using their terminology, right? No, when they come out and say, no, we're not, you got to come out and say, you're a lying MF. You got to call them out. And that is the only thing that can even start to factor in a modicum of shame, even though right now, this is cultism. They are in this thing for Trump, and they don't care what it does to the American economy. Did you see that clip where the bill actually strips the power of the courts to use contempt?
Yes.
On anyone, and it's retroactive to Trump's first term, which means no one can ever be held accountable in American history.
Yeah.
So stop gaslighting. Start calling them out.
So, national intelligence expert Malcolm Nance, you don't have to be one of those to know that you shouldn't drunk text war plans to people. But
okay.
I know that as a drunk. Right. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well. I'm kidding. That's my expertise.
Yeah, you do it all the time.
Can you explain this latest story, which I don't know what, I don't even know who to believe and what part's incompetence. So the Hegseth leak probe includes illegal wiretap claims. This combines everything they've always shouted about,
right?
All right, with other administrations.
I swear to God.
You got to explain this to us. Let me just read the White House has lost confidence in a Pentagon leak investigation that Pete Hegseth used to justify firing three top aides last month after advisors were told the aides were supposedly outed by an illegal NSA wiretap. The extraordinary explanation alarmed the advisors. Such a wiretap would almost certainly be unconstitutional, an even bigger scandal than the number of leaks. But the advisors found the claim to be untrue and complained that they were being fed dubious information by Hegseth's personal lawyer, Tim Parlatore, who had been tasked with overseeing the investigation. Can you explain what the actual F? I mean,
okay, I know the story, but what is he doing? Is this some sort of, you know, double-aught spy, double bind, lie to the guy to see if they come out and confess that they were the leaker while we say that we were monitoring them? I'm going to tell you right now, all right? Set Edward Snowden aside, that lying traitor's beak. NSA will not do this stuff. They won't. Everything comes down to a human, the little old ladies and, you know, chubby collections techs over there won't do an illegal wiretap. It is not within their purview. It is the FBI's purview, Cash Patel's FBI. The Army has their own criminal investigative division, the CID. They're the ones who carry out their own internal investigation. So if there's any talk where they went to the people they thought were leaking and leaked information to them through their own lawyer that they were being wiretapped so that it would freak them out and they would get on their phone and call the New York Times that they were being wiretapped, is the single stupidest story. It's illegal. Because you know what? You cannot tell me that the Army CID wasn't ordered to wiretap. That's the extent of Hegseth's authority. But by doing that without a court order, without a FISA court, these people are in big trouble. Now, can I step this up one point further?
Yeah.
Well, Elon Musk and apparently the entire DOT system is coming together to create a national surveillance system which is going to make this story seem like candy and water ice.
Malcolm, every story out of this administration, you have to pick apart what part's illegal,
it's
unconstitutional.
It's all illegal. It's
unethical, all corrupt.
It's all unethical.
Incompetent. Like, which
it's all
part?
Corrupt.
It's
lions led by donkeys. Okay? I mean, this is what's going on out there. These people are the single most incompetent criminal group of people in the history of the United States. And I'm looking at you, Teapot
right.
Dome. I mean, these people are just, they make, you know, Governor Latomaine from Blazing Saddles look like a saint.
And we didn't even get into the whole Golden Dome threat to Canada.
Let's
not.
Okay.
You know what the golden thing he's worried about?
Of course.
Thank you. I already mentioned that this morning.
Yeah.
Get me away from those golden showers. just real quick to your point about June 14th and on and on. Guess who joins you as a hero of democracy today? Breaking Howard Stern urges Americans to vote for Democrats because the only issue on the table is saving democracy to prevent waking up in a dictatorship run by election-denying MAGA Republicans. Repost to thank Howard Stern for speaking out.
And salute Howard Stern.
Yep.
Well, you know what, folks? You got your chance here. 76 million people voted for Kamala Harris. This day, June 14th, should be considered like Election Day. If you voted for Harris or you voted against Trump for somebody else, you had better turn out to your own city, your own village, anywhere on that day, because we are going to take this country back in a way that they haven't seen.
Yeah.
We don't want 12 million people to turn out. 5 million turned out on April 5th. We want 36 at
the
least.
I will be,
that's half of you.
I will be in Lynchburg, Virginia, so that might take some doing, but I will find my people.
Philadelphia is the central protest city.
I'm
going there.
All right, love you, Sailor. See you next week.
Thanks, Malcolm.
All right,
51 bye-bye. Minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance. I know it seems like I'm saying it wrong because I'm the chick that gets things wrong on the radio.
Well,
no. It's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's like Vibrance, but it's in a tube and it's fantastic.
Right. It's like Vibrance, but with an I.
Yes, Vibrance Super C Serum. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducer. Made in the U.S. of A with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Oh, Super C Serum. Mmm. It goes on so smooth. It smells citrusy and amazing.
Smooth and silky.
Mmm. It delivers noticeable results. Get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Georgia law allows unlimited challenges by voters to the eligibility of other citizens registering or voting. Before a hotly contested U.S. Senate runoff election in 2021, an activist group challenged over 364,000 voters. The case is now before an appeals court. Remember the Georgia legislature's notorious SB 202 prohibiting line warming, the giving out of food and water for voters forced to wait in long lines to vote? That is only one of many barriers in the law targeting voters of color. Another allows citizen activists unlimited challenges to the eligibility of other citizens to register and vote, often using inaccurate or hearsay information. At issue are mass challenges to over 364,000 mostly black and Hispanic voters by True the Vote, the Texas group that brought you the discredited 2000 Mules conspiracy theory documentary. Georgia's Fair Fight Action sued, but a federal district court said voters testifying didn't provide enough evidence to rise to a Voting Rights Act violation. In Fair Fight's 11th Circuit appeal on May 13th, two judges in the three-judge panel voiced concern over the legal foundation of the lower court's decision. One judge suggested that the intent of voter suppression was enough to be a violation of the VRA, even if citizens voted successfully. Expect a decision in the coming weeks. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by FFRF. Freedom from Religion Foundation, man. We were not founded on Christianity, people. How many times do I have to... We were founded on freedom of religion. Check into it, right? In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. Today, Christian nationalism on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws being passed, right, based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs being forced onto everyone else. It's no bueno.
No, not at all.
FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, maybe you left religion behind, simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. We may lose our religious freedoms if you don't help us. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution. Keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Go to ffrf.us/freedom to learn more, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Monty in Arizona. Hi, Monty. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I'm calling from sunny Arizona.
Hey.
I was wondering about this this couple that's getting off on owing money. Why is it guys like Al Capone have to pay their taxes and these guys owe tons more money and get out of jail? I mean, how many people are in jail
And guess who
right
pays
now?
It? We pay it.
Right.
They don't have to pay back their taxes that they, you know, defrauded us of and went to prison for.
Exactly.
Where is the zenith of the let them eat cake revolution here? Real quick, Tom says, what a baking powder, quantum computing, kidney transplants, insecticides, MRIs, defibrillators, anesthesia, insulin, and the smallpox vaccine have in common? All were discovered or invented by Harvard researchers. I'm exhausted. Coffee with Carlos.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow joins us to talk about priorities Wisconsin might have in the state budget. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American-made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The UN Human Rights Office says one person was killed, dozens hurt, as Palestinians desperate for food, water, and other supplies rushed an aid distribution center run jointly by the U.S. and Israel. ABC's James Longman has more from Tel Aviv.
The aid site itself is mired in controversy. It's run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is an operation backed by the U.S. and Israel, but it employs private security companies with support from Israeli troops. The UN calls the situation heartbreaking, and they accuse Israel of weaponizing aid to force displacement through this initiative. They call instead for large-scale aid to be delivered directly to people.
President Trump is expected to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley this afternoon, the couple convicted of swindling the IRS and several banks out of tens of millions of dollars. Wall Street waiting expectedly for the earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA. Those results will be released after the closing bell. This is ABC News.